You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is celebrating his first milestone this week, praising his team's work on key election promises like climate, a voice to Parliament, the minimum wage and international relations.
Our government is only 100 days into this journey, but we are resolved on the destination of a better future.
His prime ministership has been marked by a rapid acceleration in international engagement, flying to Tokyo for the Quad the day after he was sworn in, mending relations with the French President Emmanuel Macron, and cycling with President Widodo in Indonesia. And the pace hasn't diminished. Now he's revealed he'll soon be hosting Pacific leaders, including the prime ministers of Timor-Leste and Solomon Islands.
Australia's international relations and global circumstances haven't been completely transformed in 100 days. That's true. But what we have done is change the way that we're perceived.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong is also in Papua New Guinea and told her counterpart of the shared experience between the two nations, a key message of the government's regional diplomatic efforts.
You are profoundly important to us. We share history. We share values, we share affinity, and we share a region. And our futures are tied together.
But Anthony Albanese also faces big challenges domestically with the upcoming budget and the contentious and expensive Stage 3 tax cuts. The cuts will benefit Australia's highest earners. Someone on $200,000 a year will get around $9,000 back. Crossbenchers have this week called for the cuts which were legislated during the last government to be repealed, but Mr Albanese appears to be standing his ground.
We actually tried to amend out the Stage 3 of the tax cuts and we weren't successful. And they were legislated. Parliament made a decision to legislate those tax cuts and we made a decision that we would stand by that legislation rather than relitigate it, and we haven't changed our opinion.
Anthony Albanese also threw forward to the highly anticipated Jobs and Skills Summit this week, but he remained realistic on what tangible outcomes it will present.
I know that when we wrap up on Friday afternoon, there will still be $1 trillion of debt. Australian families will still be struggling with the cost of living pressures. Businesses, big and small, will still need help with staff and skills. But for the first time in a long time, I believe we will be moving to agreement on how to solve these problems rather than arguing over who is to blame for them.
So far, though, there's been some consensus reached between business groups and unions on vocational education and TAFE funding, and now the ACTU and Council of Small Business Organisations Australia, or COSBOA, agreed to move forward on a plan for multi-employer bargaining. Alexi Boyd is the CEO of COSBOA.
We're very excited to announce that the ACTU and COSBOA have signed a memorandum of understanding in an attempt to make the process for small businesses simpler, for industrial relations to be more accessible, and to ensure that we've got fair and equitable in the system.
The opposition has been critical of the government's record so far. Nationals leader David Littleproud told Sky News he's concerned over the proposals on bargaining.
These arrangements that are being negotiated on the sides between unions and business groups are worrying in the sense that the devil's always in the detail, and particularly for small businesses in regions and also these small businesses called farmers. They often worry, and I've already been inundated with calls from farming groups concerned about what arrangements have been made.
Mr Littleproud says he will be attending the summit, and the Prime Minister says he's not expecting everyone to be on board with all the proposals. And with more than 2.5 years left on this term, he'll have plenty more negotiating to do. Krishani Danji, SBS News.